Okay, magandang umaga pong muli sa lahat. Gusto ko lamang pong i-anunsyo muli na we are still taking a special offering for the victims ng Super Typhoon Yolanda. At hanggang mamayang hapon, tayo po ay kukuha pa rin ng offering. It will be preferable if you can put your offering in an envelope para ma-segregate na siya kaysa sa ating regular tithes and offering. So we continue to solicit offering at mamayang hapon din after the afternoon service, the church will meet on that very issue. Gusto natin na makiisa sa ating mga kababayan sa panahon ng kanilang kalamidad. Inawit natin kanina, to the regions beyond, I must go. Sinabi ng Acts chapter 1 verse 8, sa kanyang version ng commission, sa Acts 1:8 ay sinabi ng Panginoon sa kanyang mga alagad, beginning at Jerusalem, to Samaria, to Judea, to the uttermost parts of the earth. So therefore, part of the commission of the church is to go to the uttermost parts, sa kaduluduluhan daw ng daigdig. At bawat isang iglesia ay may bahagi ng daigdig na kanyang pinagmimisyonan at nataon sa ating, sa providensya ng Diyos ay ibinigay sa atin itong bahagi ng mundo upang ating pagministeryohan. Pero hindi natin kinakalimutan ang iba pang mga bahagi ng mundo, and that is what we are trying to reflect in our various ministries na narinig na natin sa mga nakaraan at tuloy nating maririnig ngayon. And in particular, there are two ministries we shall be hearing from, anong ginagawa doon para makaabot pa tayo sa iba't ibang lugar ng mundo at dito na rin sa ating lugar na tayo magmi-ministeryo. Ready? Ang tatawagin kong una ay sa ministeryo na hindi natin naririnig natin pero hindi natin masyadong alam kung ano yung nangyayari. At kagaya ng aking sinabi nung introduction natin sa first Sunday pa lamang, we want to see what is happening on the ground. Yung mismong mga gumagawa doon, at lagi nating inuulit, bagamat sila yung gumagawa, ministeryo natin ito, nakikiisa tayo sa kanila. But we want to hear what they are doing, what it is on the ground, what are the struggles and the joys and blessings ng ministry. Isang ministeryo na naririnig natin, subalit hindi natin alam masyado ang mga nangyayari, ay doon sa ating website as well as audio sermon. Sinong dumalo sa ating website in the last 7 days? Pansin ninyo naman. ito ay ginagawa natin, nag-upload tayo ng mga messages doon at yung mga ginagawa. May isang kapatid tayo na nag-aasikaso nito at ina-update niya weekly, at siya rin ang isang abala sa may kinalaman sa ating sermon audio. So tatawagin ko sa punting ito si Brother John Lim.
Good morning po, and yun nga, sa introduction ni Pastor, I was asked to give testimonial of the online ministry. So siguro for starters, I just want to, kung hindi pa na-visit yung website natin, or ano, I just want to share ko ano yung coverage po, and a short background sa ating online ministry. If you would know, meron tayong multimedia ministry, and that covers yung mga publications, and previously yung radio ministry. And this is more, we are trying to take advantage of all the resources that the Lord has given us, mga opportunities, like the example is for when Martin Luther posted the 95 Theses, the printing press was the technology of the time, and it was used by the Lord to deliver to initiate the Reformation. And in like manner, we in the early days of the church, we used the publications, Herald of Revival, Herald of Reformation. We used the radio ministry, and nakita naman natin yung fruit noon. We were able to reach mga outreach natin, like in Calawag, Quezon. And so, with the advent of the 21st century, naging mas prominent ngayon, a way to dispense information is the internet. Now, sinong hindi alam ko ano internet? Meron? I hope, siguro at this point, even sa Filipinos, kahit sa dulong-dulo ng ano, may computer shop bawat kanto. And familiar kayo, and siguro majority of the people have Facebook or some sort of social media. So it's right now that's we are taking advantage of this opportunity to spread the message through the internet. And in what forms are right now, ano yung coverage ng ministry natin and ano yung mga kumbaga online presence natin ng church in the internet? Okay, so for starters, so we have our church website. We started, I think, nung 30th anniversary natin, but we're still starting to make revisions. This has just information about our ministries, mga events, and I would encourage you to visit it, but it's still an ongoing work in progress. We're still adding changes to it. Right now, ang pinaka-use niya is you can download our handout, our weekly handout, our calendar at the start of the month. And kung meron tayong mga messages na we get from other churches, like nung Rebap Camp, we also upload and share those resources here. So you can go ahead and visit it. And in the future, we'll be adding more to this. Also, okay, anyway, another is yung ating media website, which is a separate website from our church website. This is yung gbclb.org, and mas nauna to dun sa ating church website. We have, you can download directly our messages here. We put it on a separate website para, technical reasons. But if you're, yung, the first website is about the church. This is about our messages. Okay. Sorry. And then more recently, our sermon audio website. This is similar to our messages website. May iba lang kasing target audience. So recently lang, this year lang to nag-start. And later on, I'll be showing some statistics na it's very fruitful. Yung ating sermon audio website. And yung target audience niya is different from yung sa ating messages. Yung messages website natin, our audience nun is a broader, very wide audience. Yung sa sermon audio website, we were able to target a group of Orthodox Christians, as they call us, yung the website calls it. And ang bilis ng spread of the message through sermon audio, which I'll be showing later. And then also our social networks. The social networks, we have our Facebook account and Twitter. It's not mainly for, wala doon mismo yung mga messages, but it's used for parang highlight awareness na parang more to, kumbaga, paano ba? I would liken it so sa to tracks, kumbaga, na the tracks are to parang pick someone's curiosity to introduce them to make the people think. That's one of our primary purposes, and to point parang ito yung portal gateway to introduce a person to our website, to our messages, to the ministries of the church, to GBC in general. Yun, some statistics. Yung sa media website natin, right now I'm not directly managing it, but I'm working hand in hand with Jericho Tolentino. And just some statistics, we're having 160 messages downloaded per month, and there are 670 visitors per month, and out of 670, one-third doon ay returning, meaning they've already visited before, and they keep coming back, and two-thirds, on average, come every month. So that's a promising number, and we're really seeing growth in the media website. And our top, okay, in order of frequency ng downloaded, of course, sa Philippines. So, and then we have also some in China. It was quite surprising to see na there are people from China listening to the messages from our pulpit. And it's very encouraging. And also in USA, UAE, and Germany. I'm guessing na siguro mga brethren natin na from our church that move to distant places, they're also benefiting from the messages in our website. And for the media website, our most popular message is knowing God. And as we have benefited greatly from understanding more about our Lord, it appears that many are very interested in knowing more about the attributes of God. Para naman sa ating sermon audio website, I was able to get more statistics kasi directly minamanage ko to. So far, as of now, since April 2013, we have had 4,542 views. And out of those 4,000 views, there are 2,917 downloads, which is a very promising number for a ministry who has started just only recently this year. Hindi pa siya nakaka 1 year, and we've already had so much. And yung demographic naman natin dito is Philippines, and then Saudi, and Canada, UAE, yung top downloaders. So, meron ding anim sa South Korea every month. So, baka si Asher yun. So. And yung mga messages naman that are most popular, an evangelistic message, yung Tagalog natin. And there's a lot of English messages, but not a lot of Tagalog messages online. In the sermon audio, there are a lot of Filipino subscribers, as it turns out. And isa sa mga prominent na message na download is yung naparito ako para sa makasalanan. And siguro yung mga second and third is mukhang malaking problem yung idolatry of love at breaking our idols kasi it's really na doon din sa top ng list. So that's just an interview, a brief overview of what we have right now. And it's really encouraging to see these numbers kasi while previously the radio ministry has been able to reach as far away places as Zamboanga and yung Quezon, I think Sanaga, the online ministry provided us an opportunity to reach out to places like, there's this one regular commenter sa ating sermon audio website who's from Romania. I don't expect those things. And yun nga, sa China previously. And this is more nakita yung evidence na how the word of God is reaching places that we did not think previously. Nakita lang natin is yung mga na-attend lang dito sa church, tayo lang yung nagbe-benefit sa messages. But it's encouraging to see the message and other people from other far off places benefiting from the same message that we hear in the pulpit every week. And natandaan ko nga sa isang preaching about the burning bush na God is with the wala ako doon sa hindi ko tatay yung exact words, pero it's the work of his kingdom, the spread of the gospel, God will surely bless it. And yon, so also recent development nga lang, may mga nagre-request na ng CD through our sermon audio website. Actually, it's just yesterday, so I'm not sure how to react yet. Pero yun, it's really encouraging. And really thank the Lord for the fruit that we're seeing in these ministries. Now, I just want to... I'll be just sharing na ano ba yung benefits and ano ba yung purpose na ano natin sa online ministry. Now, yun nga, one is that we're... want to spread the gospel to as many people as possible, and that's one of the benefits that we're realizing here. Because the internet is very accessible, and almost everyone uses the internet nga. So if you have a friend and there's a message that you are finding hard to articulate, but you know that it's been preached before, then maybe you can refer to. You can look at our website, and it's just a few minutes, and they'll be able to listen to the message. The particular preaching that you want them to hear. But one of the more highlight na parang isa sa mga highlight natin na purpose for the website is the equipping of the saints. I draw on from Ephesians 4:12-13 that one of the purposes natin for ministry is that to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So it's also for our growth. And ako personally, before I was involved in the online ministry, I've been blessed by a lot of other ministries, like from Rabbi Zacharias, KRC Sproul, sa Ligonier. And talagang even before I was a Christian, my father would always listen to John MacArthur, There's a Grace to You, and na, well, back then, hindi ko siya masyado naintindihan yung mga napapakinggan ko, pero when I became a Christian, mas nag-bear fruit na parang nabalikan ko yung ibang mga napapakinggan namin while at the car. And one of the uses of this is that when, for example, you're in a long trip, especially nung nagko-commute pa ako noon, na 2-3 hours yung biyahe, I would, instead of parang daydreaming and, you know, there's a lot of opportunity to listen to the Word of God. And I would like to repeat again that we're not replacing Sunday worship. Na, hindi, madadownload ko naman yan, makikinig na lang ako sa mga sermon sa ano, upload. No, we're not, that's not the purpose. The purpose is to supplement our Sunday worship. Na parang to augment, and some of us, like myself, do not have very clear memories, and hindi kaya pick up agad yung concept na I have to listen to it again and again. So this is one of its uses. Na it's really for our growth, our personal growth, and talaga masaturate tayo sa Word of God. And now that it's accessible, that it's readily accessible, we can pull out a message from the internet, then there's really no excuse for us not to listen to the Word of God. So, yun. So, we're really thankful for those opportunities. Now, just by way of mentioning, yung sa challenges din, I would also like to ask for your support. You can support through many different ways. It could be something as simple as browsing our website, sharing our messages, liking us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, those kind of things. To spread the presence of GBC in the internet. And there are also some direct things you could do. Like for now, we're upgrading the website and we're putting content. And isa sa mga nahihirapan ako is that yung mga write-ups about our ministries. So I've been asking around some members na involved, like in sa prison ministry, sa ano na, description. Kasi I'm not directly involved and I don't feel that I'm the best person to write about those things. So, yun, mga articles, mga ano. We're still going there. But, yun, so those are some practical steps that you could support the ministry. Also, sa design, kasi I'm very poor with design, so it really, really have to learn those things. Now, some other challenges that we're facing here. Compared dun sa huling dalawang testimony about the prison ministry and Kalinga sa Likha, there's not as much physical effort required, kumbaga, na I don't have to go to the prison itself. Nandun lang ako sa sulok ng room ko, nakapambahay, nag-update ng website, ng mga pinapadala sa akin, and then mag-iisip lang ako. And then there's a lot of mental skill na involved, pero in terms of physical effort, not much. Risk, hindi ako humaharap sa mga prisoners every week. Then nakakatakot na, I'm shielded behind the wall of anonymity of the internet. So, in that way, there's not a lot of personal interaction. Email na ang closest with our, mga nagko-comment, mga nagsasubscribe, nagsisend na message. Yun na yung interaction ko with people. And still, that's may barrier of the, anonymous naman ako. So, there's not a lot of challenges there. And also, this is my field. So, partly, I really enjoy doing this and kasama na ito so kumbaga sa binless ng Lord na skills at sa akin. So, like, for example, yung Facebook, maintaining the Facebook website. I already do Facebook. It's not so much of a challenge to do Facebook. Pero, there is a different level of skill required sa managing the website. But, maybe you get the point. Security isn't as isn't still a big challenge at this point. Kasi yung mga attacks na inaano natin sa website, nare-receive natin sa website, is just yung common attacks na. If you upload a website, may mga scripted na yan na security. Everyone tries to target every website. So we're not receiving anything yet na targeted attacks like the ones done to government websites or other large religious websites na. So right now God has blessed us with security. It's not still a problem for us. Major struggles ko dito is more yung personal struggles in maintaining the website. Representing the church is a big responsibility, and every time I would upload something to the internet or post as the page or share on Twitter, I would also always be mindful. Well, Christians should always be mindful of their testimony of what they say, but there's a different level of magnitude na when people see the website, what you post here is what parang people, how people will perceive Grace Baptist Church. So that's a responsibility, a challenge for me. And also personal struggles ko na ay yung the previous people who gave their testimony has always reminded the church that this is not the ministry of those who are in front of the prison ministry only or pastor when he is doing reformation work, but this is a ministry of the church. And that is something that I have to remind myself every day, that this is not my website, this is not my Facebook page, I'm not managing it to promote my skills, but this is a ministry that God has entrusted to me for the glory of His name. And being the website administrator of some of these ministries, it's something that I have to constantly remind myself. And also yung parang overconfidence din sa skills. Kasi, so I mentioned just earlier na it's easy for me. But I think Providence na rin na recently lang binigay to sa akin. And I wasn't the one who started these ministries. These were passed on to me. And God started it from other ministries, from other people, like si Kuya Ian nag-start ng website na yung website natin, si the radio ministry who served as foundation for the other distribution of messages, and the Facebook website, the Facebook page that was not, I didn't even start those things. Siguro providential na rin yun, because I might think na, this is my ministry, I founded it, but in God's wisdom, He passed it on to me. And at the right time, kasi nung pinasa sa akin, I thought na madali lang to, madali lang yung mga bagay na to. Pero it turned out na hindi rin pala, mahirap din pala mag-manage ng website. Isa ko struggles ay sa design. Ang bulok ko sa color, hindi ko alam yung mga magagandang nagmamatch sa color. So usually I would ask someone na maganda na ba to, appealing na ba to, ang bland masyado. And small things. Pero the skills God developed over the years, and then nung napasok na ako, I just happened to have those skills at just the right time. So, one thing, that's the constant reminder I try to, that's the thing I try to constantly remind myself. And, yeah, from, and I usually draw on this passage na, yun nga, sa Romans 11, I'd read from, hindi pala, okay, hindi pala si Ephesians. Romans 11, 33 to 36. Oh, the depths of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are His judgment and how inscrutable His ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been His counselor, or who has given a gift to Him that He might be repaid. For from Him and through Him and to Him are all these things. And in the same way, the website, it's the how it started was an opportunity opened by the Lord. And it's a constant reminder that I bring nothing to the ministry, that wala akong naidagdag to the ministry that the Lord Himself has not given. And yeah, its continued sustenance is still through the Lord. And ang goal natin in the online ministry is for His glory, for the glory of our Lord's name. And with that, yun, I would like you to ask for your support for, yeah, for the sake of the name of our Lord.
Okay, maraming salamat, John. At mamaya tayo mag-i-interaction, but I just want to point out, can you imagine you are reaching thousands na nakapambahay? So, hindi yun magagawa ng mga nangangaral o ng mga dumadalo sa mga prison at iba pa. But through the wonder of technology, ay nagagawa natin yun. So, we'll discuss and reflect on that later. At sinabi ni John kanina yung he is hidden on behind the wall of anonymity, and yet can you imagine reaching people from China? Sino kaya nag-download sa China? May estudyante ako sa China, and Romania, and from these places. Ay, sino sa inyo ang the first time you heard or knew of the church, or not necessarily the first time, but you used the internet in order to have contact or ultimately attend the church? Anyone? Ian? Sino pa? And I know of people na walk in dito because they have consulted the internet. So these things are nangyayari at nakakaabot tayo concretely ng mga contacts natin through the internet. So again, visit our website, sa atin yon, and see what the Lord is doing. And at this time, we will be listening to what is happening sa ating madalas ring marinig at ipinapanalangin at nagbubunga sa ating ministeryo sa iglesia. But we would like again to listen on the ground sa nangunguna sa ating student ministry, Vice Chancellor Ike Tolentino.
Dito naman po ako tatayo. I'd like to share with you very briefly ito pong ating student ministry. Ang history po nito ay namamasyal po ang mag-asawang Glenn at Myla sa UPLB ground sa Freedom Park back in 2005, at nakipag-usap sila sa ilang estudyante na mga nakakalat at naisipan na doon magpaumpisa ang student ministry. We have several meeting places, library, forestry, sa bahay ni Vic, sa bahay ni Pastor, sa Migoy's. Ngayon tayo ay nandyan sa Obdula F. Season Hall, commonly known as CEC. Marami po tayong teacher na naghahawak po nito. Hindi po ito trabaho lang ng isang tao. Pastor Rodel, Pastor Tito, Brother Rex, Brother Nathan, Brother Glenn, Brother Ike Barile, Brother Paul Lobo, Sister Myla Gregorio, Sister Teng Lobo, Sister Carol, Brother Ian, Brother Ben Patrick, Brother Jeric, no? So sila po yung mga nakakasama po dito sa ministeryong ito. Kaya makikita nyo po, marami pong workers, ano po. And ang ating po mga kapatirang kababaihan ang siya pong nagdadala ng pagkain at nagluluto po para pakainin po ang ating mga estudyante. And of course, we get much of the prayer support and even financial support mula po sa ating iglesia. Okay, it's the battle for the hearts and the minds of this student. At ito po yung naibahagi ko na rin sa inyo na talata. Minsan, we destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God and take every thought captive to obey Christ. Sa isipan po at puso nito mga estudyante pong ito, we know very well that it's definitely a battle. Ito po ay pakikipagdigmaan dahil alam namin na marami pong kaagaw ng atensyon ng estudyante, student organizations. Masaya na meron kang frat, sorority, or org. At pag minsan nga magte-text sa akin, sabihin hindi siya makaka-attend kasi merong meeting, o kaya aalis siya na maaga sa Bible study kasi merong affair yung organization. At nakakalibang naman talaga, tunay ang pagsapi sa iba't ibang organization. But minsan nakakaagaw ito sa panahon na nag-aaral ng salita ng Diyos. And of course, the lure of internet. Kanina, yung positive side ng paggamit ng internet na nakita natin, subalit meron yung hindi magandang mukha sa sobrang paggamit ng internet at nasosobrahan sa paglalaro, social media, website, at nauubos yung oras doon. Of course, nandun din yung excitement of student freedom dahil bago sila sa campus, malayo sa pamilya, ngayon yung pagkakataon, magagawa akong gusto ko, magpupunta ako sa gusto kong puntahan. Hindi ko na sinulat dyan, minsan nagkakaroon ng boyfriend, girlfriend, at mas maganda yung sila daw magkasama. And of course, ang isa pa rin battle for the hearts and the minds ay yung mga atheistic view ng mga ilang tagapagturo sa universidad at kolehiyo. At hindi natin ito maitatatwa. We know very well that there are teachers who would be advocating and saying that creation is not true and definitely we evolved from many, many millions of years ago at mula sa single organism, single-celled organism, ay lumabas na ang tinatawag nating mga tao. And these things, at maaari pa tayo siguro may mga maisip pa, ay isang tunay na pakikipagdigma. At ito yung talagang hinihiling namin sa inyo pag nananalangin kayo, that it's definitely trying to argue, or we are trying to destroy these arguments and other and every lofty opinion which is raised against the knowledge of God, no? Particularly yung obedience sa ating Panginoong Jesus. At gusto natin na talagang every thought of these young people would be truly captive to obey our Lord Jesus Christ, no? And dumadating po yung pagkakataon na nakakapanlumo minsan sa gawain. Madalas nating pag minsan narinig ko nga si Pastor, alam na alam kong pakiramdam na ni Pastor, ilang taon na siya sa ministeryo, more than 30 years, tatlong dekada. At nandoon yung pagkakataon na bakit wala nangyayari, no? Bakit wala nangyayari? Bakit parang walang tumutugon sa mensahe ng Ebanghelyo? And one day, I think it was December 2011, there was this time na I was reading the Bible, and it was a time that I was feeling so down. Hindi lamang because of the student ministry, pero marami pa kasing gumugulo sa isipan ko nung panahon na yon. But this was the verse that I was able to read for that particular day. I think it's providential. At kahit sinabi diyang even youths, alam kong hindi na ako youth nung binabasa ko siya, talaga namang we grow weary and we become faint and weary. And definitely, young man shall become exhausted. How much? Sabihin ko na, an old man like me. More than 50 years old, you know? And definitely, I become exhausted and become faint and weary. Pero sinabihan ako nitong ni Isaiah, wait for the Lord who will renew your strength, and you will mount up with wings like eagles and run and not be weary, and you shall not walk and you shall walk and not faint. And with this very encouraging word, at ganun na rin sa mga nakakasama ko dito, kahit siguro nagsasawa na silang magluto, nagluluto pa rin sila para mapakain itong mga estudyante nito, which I do believe these young people are enjoying. But more importantly, yung pagbabahagi ng salita ng Panginoon. At ito yung lagi naming inaalala, na hindi dapat manghina, dapat ipagpatuloy lang ang gawain na para dito po sa mga estudyante, dahil alam natin na this is definitely a battle of the minds and the hearts. At pag pinabayaan natin itong battle na to, ay maaring maagaw sila ng kaaway. At alam natin, pag naagaw sila ng kaaway, ito ay pangwalang hanggan. So how much is a few hours per week nagugugulin sa pananalangin, sa paghahanda ng leksyon? It's not much compared to eternity. At ito sana yung maging kabahagi namin kayo sa pananalangin para po sa mga estudyante. And with that, let me just show you some of the photos ng may mga high school pa dyan, mga nening-nene, mga kakaibang mukha. Ayun, oh, naka-high school uniform pa. Ayun, mahilig tumingin sa camera. mukhang hindi nakatingin sa lesson, dahil joke lang John. At sa ating bagong lugar ngayon sa OFH. With that, maraming salamat po.
Okay, maraming salamat, Brother Ike. At very biblical yung figure ng battle because that very text ng 2 Corinthians 10:6 is taken in the context of a battle. Paul spoke of a weapon that is mighty. And what we are doing is pulling down strongholds. Battle or war terms yun. At yan ang talagang ginagawa natin, except that the battlefield is the mind. And there is no more challenging mind than the students' minds, where they are still very formative and very very challenging na lagyan sila ng mga kaisipan. At ito naman ay naging mabunga. So nagpapasalamat tayo sa ating mga kapatid, whether going to various venues to teach students or in his computer room, nakapambahay but reaching thousands. We appreciate all that you do, and the church joins you in the zeal with which you exercise your ministry. Ngayon, any reflection, you want to say something in reflection of what you have heard, or perhaps some thoughts that can be of encouragement or challenge sa atin, sa dalawang ministeryo na narinig natin. Gumagamit tayo ng technology. Remember, the Reformation would not have circulated the way it did if the reformers were not mindful of using the technology that was then available, which was the printing press. Noon, talagang sulat kamay lang at para magkaroon ng ibang copy, kokopyahin mo talaga ng kamay. Napakahirap magkalat. But when Gutenberg invented the printing press, ay nagawang magparami ng mga sulatin at maikalat agad. Ganun ang nangyari sa Reformation. At kaya gumagamit tayo ng internet, Facebook, at iba pang technology. But anyone who would like to say something? Yes, Ian.
Testimony ko lang, share ko lang po yung kwento ko in relation to sa website. Unang time na umalis po kami sa church, hindi namin alam kung saan kami pupunta. We feel so alone. Parang feeling namin ni Ben kami lang yung may ganung position regarding doctrines. And usually, ang pinapakinggan namin ay sina John Piper, John MacArthur. Pero locally, wala po. And I tried searching sa internet ng mga Reformed churches. And one thing that really na ginamit ng Panginoon is among the churches na malalapit na Reformed sa Los Baños, I think GBCLB lang ang may may depository ng mga sermons. So before pa kami mag-visit, nakakapakinig na kami ng mga messages, and some of you are familiar na sa aking pandinig before pa ako pumunta dito. Madalas lang nagtatanong, even pastor, and that led us to get to visit the church. Thankful kami kasi may mapa. And that really is very helpful. And yun yung isa sa mga hindi natin alam kung sino yung naabot natin. For example, sa student ministry, sa prison, familiar tayo sa mga mukha. But there are people na hindi natin kilala na nako-comfort through the Word of God being preached. And it's a great testimony ng work ng Panginoon.
Okay, thank you, Ian. So that's a concrete evidence na may naabot yung ating website, at pati yung gumawa ng mapa noon ay nakaambag para makaanyaya tayo through technology ng mga makakakilala sa ating iglesia. Anyone else? Marami rin ako natatanggap na ganung feedback concerning what they download. Kaya nga, minsan hesitant akong ilagay yung face ko ron kasi I may be better heard than seen, but I receive a lot of these feedbacks, which of course I restrain from circulating. Anyone else? thoughts you'd like to share sa ating website ministry or student ministry. Sa mga estudyante natin, baka may gusto kayong sabihin, what does it take for you to attend the student ministry and why do you do it? Anyone? Yes, Ivan.
Tinig ba ako?
Okay.
Sa student ministry, ala ko dati ayokong umattend nun kasi nahihiya ako sa mga tao. On and off ako umaattend, tapos nahihiya din ako sa mga nagtuturo katulad kay Tito Ike. Kasi minsan, ayun nga, wala ako doon minsan, tapos bigla na lang akong dadating. Pero yung masaya na nung mas lalo na ako napapalapit sa Diyos na ayun, may mga messages doon na nagsusupplement palalo din sa mga alam ko na pati ayun din sa Bible study nandun din yung mga kaibigan ko. Kaya papasalamat ako sa Panginoon sa student ministry.
Okay, thank you Ivan. That's very good. So, alam ko, isang restraint ang mga estudyante riyan, especially kung nahihiya, timidity can restrain a student from coming, but once you come and the word has a message for you, makikita mo na sana ay talagang doon pa nag-attend ka, parami kang matututunan. And I encourage students here who have yet to attend and you will find a real welcome sa ating student ministry. Anyone else? Mimi.
So, last semester po, very big challenge sa akin na maging consistent sa pag-attend ng RCM dahil it was my busiest semester. Pero nakita ko po afterwards na naging very profitable siya sa akin dahil para siyang break in the middle of the week. Parang yung sabi nga po ni Tito Ike na this is a battle. Being a Christian na pumapasok sa college, parang araw-araw na lang pagod na pagod ka na parang finifilter mo lahat noong nare-receive mong information na tama ba to, mali ba to, anong sabi ng Bible tungkol dito. So parang para siyang recuperation period for a soldier who has been wounded in battle. Tapos nakita ko rin yung blessing na iniisip ko noon, ano ba yan? Papasok ako, pupunta ako sa RCM, 2 hours yan siguro. 2 hours yung hindi naman masasayang kundi masuspend ko doon. What if I just go home and use it to fulfill my numerous requirements? Pero mas naging profitable nga na ginamit ko yung time na yun para umattend, nakakinig ng message kahit minsan inaantok na ako dahil sa hindi pa nakatulog nung kinagabihan. And nakita ko rin po yung kagaya nung sinabi sa akin ng parents ko noon na nung sila yung mga estudyante, they really strive not to miss the RCM unless na lang scheduled yung exam nila at that time. Kasi yung spiritual refreshment also aids dun sa physical refreshment natin. And nakita ko rin po at the end of the semester that my academics did not suffer in the process. Parang nakatulong pa nga po siya lalo. So, yun, I thank God for the student ministry and I pray for furtherance ng student ministry in the future.
Thank you, Mimi. And that's a very good point to make na isang siguro napakadalas na justification na huwag mag-attend ay busy, may requirements and the threat na baka mag-suffer yung academics and as Mimi has testified, hindi naman mangyayari yung kung talagang disiplinado tayo. And there is the additional profit of refreshing spiritually. Yung binanggit na verse ni Brother Ike kanina from Isaiah 40, "Ye shall walk but not faint." The context there is walking in the desert. Imagine the scorching heat of the sun striking directly on you. how wearisome it is, and then suddenly you find an oasis in the desert, sudden refreshing. So tama yung sinabi ni Mimi na sa, it's a break, spiritual break from the routine ng ating academic. So you know, our church emphasizes, don't neglect your academics, be excellent in it, but in the process, there must be that spiritual fruitfulness in the midst of what we do academically, and your academics will profit from being spiritually balanced. At mahalaga sa atin itong student ministry, you know that our church began with majority of students. When I first visited UPLB, when we were still feeling the ground, so to speak, kung magkakaroon ng church planting dito, I was with my sending pastor then. At ang una ko nakausap, grupo ng mga estudyante, ando na nga si Tess at Nestor, eh, hindi pa lang sila nagkakatingin na noon. But it was my first encounter here in UPLB, is with students. We began with student materials in our church. That's how important the students are to us. Other thoughts? Si Daniel daw, may help them.
Ano po? Sige, ano po, dun po both sa student ministry and dun sa multimedia ministry. So dun po sa student ministry, before po, yung ang concern ko rin po is masyado po akong busy nung before long ago, and na pag may ginagawa ako, hindi po ako pumupunta. And yung constant po na pagtatanong nung mga youth doon na, kuya, bakit wala ka nung ano, ganyan. Tapos sasabihin ko po busy, eh sila din naman po busy. So isang nakatulong din po yun nung mga panahong yun, yung constant na pagtatanong nung mga youth po doon sa RCM, doon sa mga nag-a-attend na nag-ina-update yung mga uma-attend noon. And also yung sinabi ni Mimi na hindi nakakasama yung pag-attend doon sa RCM, yung kapag may mga gagawin ka. Actually, nito lang, nung as many of you know, comprehensive exam ko po nung Friday, and Tuesday po may RCM. So nagsastruggle po ako, inisip ko, a-attend ba ako? Mag-aaral na lang ako kasi malapit na yung complete ko. But yung pagpunta ko po doon, it is really, katulad po sinabi niyo, it's a refreshment sa soul na yung from yung mga inaaral and yung mga worries, nawawala po siya, and you focus on the Word of God, you study the Word of God dun sa time na yon. And sa multimedia ministry naman po, as you all know, galing po ako sa Calawag. And nung dati pa po na wala pa pong church sa Calawag, meron pa lang pong mga pumupunta doon na mga nagba-Bible study, sila Brother Jovi from CRBC and other brethren pa from dito rin po sa LB. And noon po, yung pong radio ministry doon, lagi pong si nanay, nakikinig po siya palagi, and in-encourage kami na makinig noon. And nung mga panahon yun ay hindi ko pa po nakikita yung importance nung multimedia ministry na yon. And nakwenta po sa akin one time ni nanay na parang mahaba na po yung radio ministry, na wala, parang wala pa pong nagiging bunga na pa, and eventually parang pinanghihinaan. But biglang merong nag-contact sa kanila na from na umaabot pa pala ng sa Quezon na may mga nakakapakinig, and other portions po sa Calawag ay may nakakapakinig din. So really, the multimedia ministry reaches out to people na hindi mo aakalain na may mga nakikinig sa dun sa mga messages na pinapa-ere. So yun po.
Okay, maraming salamat, Daniel. And that radio ministry was once a lonely ministry. You thought it was a lonely work na walang nangyayari. And just about when we decided it will be the last season, nagbayad kami ng pang-contract for that last season, suddenly, someone texted. And then, so tuloy-tuloy na yun, our first fruits in Quezon were our radio listeners. At kaya nagbunga ang mga gawain yon sa mga pagtsatsaga ng kapatiran. And again, as Daniel said, nag-attend siya ng student ministry sa pangungulit ng mga estudyante. Kaya kulitin niyo pa rin, huwag kayong magsawang magsabi sa kanila. At hindi nakakasama iyon sa inyong pag-aaral, kaya si Daniel nakapasa sa kanyang kompre. Okay, last thoughts? Yes, Tina. Tina, Daniel.
Ano lang po, bali talagang, ako, nabibless po kasi ako, pastor, dun po sa mga ministries na ating iglesia for through the years na kanya pong sinusustain po ng Panginoon at kung paano po siya talaga kumikilos dun po sa mga ministeryo po ng ating iglesia. Totoo po na ang word po ng Panginoon ay hindi po ito natatalian. At nagbubunga na po ito, nakaka-encourage po na sa multimedia, sa student ministries na binibigyan po ito ng Panginoon ng kabunga sa kanyang panahon. Yun nga po, na-encourage din po ako na we should not be weary in doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And sa likod nga po ng lahat ng yun, talaga pong our sovereign God is on His throne, He is in control, and He deserves all the glory po sa lahat ng to.
Okay, thank you, Tina. And indeed, sa yung maraming ministries dyan ay parang sa simula, it looked barren, not promising, but we just believed in the Word of God. We are trafficking, so to speak, in the Word of God, whether student ministry, Kalinga, or prison, or our website. The common denominator in all of this is the Word of God, whether written, or proclaimed, taught, or online. It's the Word of God, and we believed that the Word of God is not chained. It will unleash its power as God attends to it. Meron pa? Yes, Ike Barili.
Actually, this is more of a talagang personal blessing pag nagkaroon ng pagkakataon na magturo doon sa mga youth. Kasi nagkakaroon ng connection eh. I understand na syempre yung mga bata hindi yan lalapit kagad sa akin. I know my reputation here in the church. Maraming takot sa akin, no? But pag nakakapag-BS sa mga bata, napakalaking pagkakataon. Number one is, in doing the BS itself, habang nag-aaral ka, you yourself gets enlightened more habang piniprepare mo yung message, number one. And especially pag nandun ko ng situation na tinuturo mo na yung mga bata during the BS. I cannot forget one of the most persistent tao nagtatanong ay si Ben Lab. Ano? So, nakakatuwa. Kasi meaning, nahahamon ka rin. At the same time, you share your experience. You share the information and knowledge. And the most thing is, the best thing is, yung connection mo. yung connection mo sa mga kabataan. Na masarap pala talaga silang maka-associate. Hindi yung dahil tatay lang ako. Well, of course, I have to hear yet questions from my two kids, ano, kay Dara at kay Duke. Pero yun nga, after that, hinahamon ko din sila. So, it's a personal blessing na maging kabahagi din noon na makapagturo ka at the same time yung bond mo sa mga kabataan na established.
Okay, thank you. And of course, I can attest to that. That's, yung mga nagtuturo, nagpapahayag ng salita ng Diyos, of course, they are used by God as a conduit of His blessing of souls. And the thought is very humbling. But as we prepare, we are blessed first. Kinakailangan na dumaan rin sa ating mismong kaluluwa yung ipinapahatid natin sa mga kaluluwa na nakikinig sa atin. Meron pa? Myla?
Mag-share naman ako tungkol sa student ministry bilang isang magulang. As I encourage sana ang mga magulang din dito na medyo itulak-tulak nyo pa yung ibang mga anak nyo. Yung tulak is in English, encourage. Itulak nyo yung mga anak nyo yung umattend pa kung hindi pa sila umattend or kung hindi sila masyadong regular with all these testimonies from the students themselves. Sa family kasi namin, homeschooling kami. So, yung mga nag-homeschool, ang isang challenge sa kanila, hindi kayo a-attend ng student ministry, ng Bible study kung late kayo sa klase. So, talagang gagawin nila lahat. Mabilis kasing maging late sa time ang mga nag-homeschool. So, pipilitin nila dahil gusto nilang umattend ng Bible study. Minsan binibiro ko sila, ba't gustong-gusto niyong umattend ng Bible study in the first place, pang college, supposedly yan. Yung iba, elementary pa lang, high school, gustong-gusto nang umattend. So, binibiro ko sila na tumataka sila sa gawaing bahay, o kaya sarap masyado yung mga ulam doon. But of course, ang talagang babalikan ko ay kahit ano ay gagawin natin para makarinig pa rin sila lagi ng salita despite na nandito sila ng Sunday, mayroon sigurong Bible study or discussion sa bahay. So, i-maximize pa natin yung mga oportunidad na sila ay makakarinig. And ang isa pang blessing na nakikita ko, which pinapasalamatan ko din sa Lord, instead siguro na kung sino-sino lang ang mga kaibigan, of course, there is grace and common grace ng Panginoon sa ibang mga kaibigan nila. Masarap makita na nagiging magkakaibigan at lumalalim ang parang kapatigran relasyon nila bilang magkakaibigan ng mga bata. Kasi yung marami sa kanila ay Kristiyano na, at yung iba naman kahit hindi pa at pinagpipray pa natin, dahil lumaki na sila sa church, parang yung makita lang nila yung mga batang yon, kimawa may problem sila, parang may restraining grace na sa kanila. Dahil alam naman natin na ang mga kabataan ay bombarded with so many pressures from within and from without. So yun yung mga tinitingnan ko laging blessing, word ng God, naririnig, ano bang kahit ano gagawin ko, kahit ako na ang maghugas ng pinggan sa bahay, at saka, ayun, yung sila-sila ay nag-grow together.
Pwede raw si Milo maghugas ng pinggan pag kayo ate ng Bible study. Baka sabihin yung kay Tito Ike, Tito Ike, araw-arawin na natin. But tama yung sinabi ni Milo sa mga magulang, hikayatin ninyo ang inyong mga anak na dumalo and with the conviction that it is profitable for their soul. Yan ang una nating kagustuhan para sa ating mga kabataan. So maraming salamat sa mga nagpatutuo, and I am very much aware that we have just touched the surface ng ating mga ginagawa. We have not had the time to hear from the other ministries. Nabanggit kanina yung multimedia. We have the writing ministry ng tracks, the GBC pulpit, the website, of course, the transcription, the radio ministry, at hindi natin kinakalimutan ang nakikita natin dito tuwing Linggo ng children's ministry. And of course, we have something that we don't see much but is ongoing, very much fruitful this year, yung gawain ng Reformation. Last Friday, I was with Ben sa San Simon, Pampanga, the last Reformation conference we've had, and we'll be having more of that, and I'll give a due report in due time sa bagay na yon. So hindi natin kinakalimutan yung mga iba't ibang gawain. We are just short of time. Ang isang naisip ko ay gawin ito periodically, siguro bi-monthly, one Sunday, bukod natin para sa isang ministry na pakinggan natin yung mga gawain, because it's inspiring. I was inspired listening to all the testimonies ng mga ministry, listening to them, what's happening on the ground. But in all of this, tingnan natin dito yung gawain ng Panginoon. Isang larawan na ibinigay sa aklat ng pahayag ay He is walking, the Lord Jesus is walking among the candlesticks. Ang Panginoong Jesus ay lumalakad kasama ng mga ilawan. At ang ibig sabihin nun ay aktibo siya. He is active. He is not just watching. He is active. He is walking. When we try to bring the news concerning creation and its restoration through the new creation, He is active. When we go to the prison house and teach these people, these men, who probably society has forgotten, He is active. When you are just by your lonesome in your room, facing a computer and trying to reach thousands, and He is active when you have the students before you and the children before you, or the various one-on-one Bible study going on. He is active when you write on paper and have that circulated. The Lord is active, and it is only for that reason that we are zealously trying to be active, not because of a welcoming world, but because of an active Lord. At sana yan ang ating panghawakan sa ating 32 taong anibersaryo at sa mga susunod pa. Purihin natin ang Panginoon, manalangin tayo. Dakila naming Diyos, nagpapasalamat kami sa mga narinig namin na mga patotoo ng iyong gawain sa pamagitan ng paggamit namin ng teknolohiya. Ikaw nawa, Panginoon, ang patuloy na kumasangkapan sa aming kapatid na si John at iba pang na i-involve dito. Ikaw po ang gumamit sa mga ginagawa sa sermon audio, sa aming website, sa aming social network. Sa lahat ng ito, Panginoon, ay nakakaabot kami ng mga hindi namin makikilala, subalit nakakapakinabang sa pagtuturo ng iyong salita, at nawa mula sa kanila ay tumawag ka ng mga magiging lingkod mo. Pinapanalangin din namin may pagpapasalamat ang Lingguhang Student Ministry. Ikaw po nawa ang patuloy na kumasangkapan kay Brother Ike, 10 ng kanyang mga kasama na sa pamagitan ng kanilang lingguhang gawain ay makapagturo sila sa mga estudyante sa isang sa makatotohanang pagtingin ay isang digmaan, pakikipaglaban sa mga iba't ibang impluwensyang humuhubog sa isipan ng aming mga kabataan. Salamat, Panginoon, sa mga bunga nito at patuloy kang magpabunga at nawa sa lahat ng mga ministeryo namin, sa mga bata man, sa multimedia, sa panulat, sa radio, sa mga Bible study, sa iba't ibang mga pagkakataon, ang makita naming patuloy na kumikilos ay ang iyong kapangyarihan sa pamamagitan ng Banal na Espiritu. Father, the common denominator in all that we do is the Word of God and the glory of God as motive. We know that we are frail, fragile, sinful beings. There will always be the struggle with pride and boastfulness, struggle with self-confidence. And help us, Lord, to mortify all this so that we may do all our ministries with purity of motive, with a desire to glorify you, to spread your word. And help us, Lord, to do this sometimes in times of loneliness and faintness, yet help us to continue to believe as you have proven in our 32 years, and we pray that you may continue to prove you are active. And the word of God will not be changed. It will return to you, never void, but it will fulfill the purpose for which you send it. Continue to use us for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen.